are becoming the kingdom of our God and of His Christ. Oh, yes, of His Christ.
Thank you, Father, for the grace of fellowship, for the beauty of your holiness, for your majestic glory that you reveal day by day to you, those who believe and follow you. Oh, the joy of salvation, the assurance of faith, and the victory that you've won for us. What can we say? We want to thank you this moment, O Lord, that again you've brought us to this threshold of glory, that we see thy goodness towards us and celebrate in our lives always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Service to God. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. Beloved, tonight is a night of glory. Before I came here, I wrote that, and we are saying, let's come for Jesus Christ. This afternoon, I got I was told that we would not have access to the car park. And I called Reverend Ankra, and I asked Reverend Ankra, what happened and why it is happening? And Reverend Ankra explained, and I was a bit, you know, unhappy, but the phone just disconnected, and I didn't want to call Reverend Ankra again. And he was giving explanation, and it came to me that, you know, there seems to be an attempt to corner us, to make us look as if we have no home and we should go away. And I knew this was some years ago, and at this time of our life, and everybody may say that, yes, we don't even deserve to exist, much more to have a place to worship. And I told myself that, thank God they have gathered the people. The people will come and meet Jesus Christ. And that will be the beginning of the beginning. And tonight the Lord has spoken. Let's clap for Jesus Christ. You are not serious. Give God the glory. Reverend, thank you. Reverend Ankra said you are the right place. You know, you are the right place. Come on, Yemiake. You are the right place. Hola. Not in numbers, not in anything, but what? Where the Spirit of the Lord what is. Amen. Let's come for Jesus Christ. And I, you know, when our sister was, the Lord was speaking to our sister, I was just, you know, when I came in, I was dancing, and the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord was with me, and I said a few, then at that point, I became very sober and quiet, and yet there was something welling in me. And one time I have to worship the Lord, and I now see why. I feel giddy anymore here. Because I was your po, Nikke was fake po, a deal, and rich uncle when you were age of free. Become a no moment wappy. Like a balanaka, oh, you a po ben, I would look by you. Get out what you are, amen. We are here to celebrate God. We celebrate our redemption and our hope in God. And we have already seen every evidence of this God. We have noticed the significance of our redemption. And we have been assured that we should continue to believe, to hope in God. When we are told about the beautiful story of Job. Last Sunday, we had a joy of celebration of God, our liberty, our joy and hope in Him for the continent of Africa. And what a blessed occasion it was. And what a blessed day. For once, we had a visiting minister as, but that's not the once, but the second time, but he has a visiting minister, what? The guest speaker from whom? From the president. He came, he didn't just come to speak to us. There's a difference between him and, for that matter, Minister Michael Quay. Even though we wrote a speech for them. But this one, we didn't write anything. But the man came to show us his understanding, his sharing of our burdens and our vision and our hope for Africa. And he came to lift, to help her to lift the burden that God has placed on us concerning Africa. He represented our president. And in doing so, he pledged 10 million towards the African Redemption Mission. So that is the highest form of recognition among men for a church in mission. If we have a mission such as we have the African Redemption Mission, and we have no less a person than the head of state recognizing and supporting us and encouraging us on the mission, we have cause to rejoice and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I told you, he didn't come just to speak to us, but he identified himself. And when the minister, S.K. Buafo, was talking to me, he said, I know the man I'm sending. And I said, all right, thanks be to God. And when I spoke to him, he told me that he can sense our feeling and he will come. And I thank God that the gentleman came. He was humble. He proved that he was a Christian. Let's cover Jesus for him. Hallelujah. We want to thank God also for yet another reason. For the first time or for many years, the Daily Graphic and the Daily Guide gave quite a good report or a good account of the proceedings. Let's clap for Jesus Christ. There was good space in Graphic, and there was good space in what? Daily Guide. And both of them took the thing from different angles. Each took the program from different angles. The Graphic one was more of trying to see the underhand, the movement of the spirit, the direction. The Guide one was trying to give an account, a reported statement. She was the one who reported about Daily Graphic, Daily Guide, was giving an account of what happened. The Graphic one was giving an account of what happened, but she was trying to read in between the lines and see the direction of the mission. But the fact is that both of them represented, gave the nation the opportunity to hear what God has done for Africa. Hallelujah. And the emphasis was that this vision or this burden for Africa, we have shared it for a long time. And we have started organizing Africa Day worship services as far back as what? 10 years earlier. Praise the Lord. This is the 11th year, not the 10th. The 10th anniversary is the 11th year. Amen. And 10 years earlier, we have already started. For some time now, Parliament is beginning to celebrate Africa Day. But you can see that it's towards a certain direction. The gentleman who is doing it, he's doing it towards reparation. That they will pay us some money for the slave trade. So there's an agenda. Not necessarily that we are interested in Africa, but that the Europeans or the colonialists must pay us money. Those who came and took slaves should pay us money. So there is a money agenda. Not necessarily the development or progress of Africa, but the money agenda. Praise the Lord. We are interested in Africa for what it is. Amen. And we don't want to go on further. But brethren, you need to understand the mind of Christ and the mind of men.
And the people are moving, and you may think as if things are the same, but they are not necessarily the same. But we thank God that we were given instructions by the Lord. Praise the Lord. I wonder whether the Lord gave instruction that Africa should seek reparation. But you know something? This is not what I'm about here, but I just want you to know. Already, the Lord has told us that these people will pay for all the things, isn't it? And some of the things they have stolen, they will bring it. So, let's say that the reparation is part of it. But if you see this MCA, this millennium what? And the debts that have been what? Written up, all these are part. Praise the Lord. And they will come. I'm giving you a word of understanding today. They will come and invest their monies here. They will come because they think today, I saw on the TV, Cocoa Association of the World have come to where? Ghana. How many years they have stolen our cocoa? But today we have come to a point that the Cocoa Association know that if they want to have cocoa and they want to eat chocolate, they have tried synthetics and so on to, but the people still need what? Chocolate and cocoa. Amen. So now the mountains are moving to where? The sea. Muhammad, we are sitting here. They are coming to Ghana to come and see cocoa themselves. How it is done. All these years they have never. Let's come for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And it means that, listen to me, oh. Very soon, some of these companies will come and establish their factories here. Because Ghanaian companies will rise up. African companies will rise up. And we will process our cocoa here. And we'll have our cocoa drink, cocoa soap, cocoa oil, cocoa lavender, cocoa soap, everything cocoa makes. And the best cocoa chocolates. Praise the Lord. And they cannot compete. And we go and buy their machines. So the best thing is to come here early and make friends. And tomorrow they will bring their machines where? Here. Amen. But there's something extra to happen. I will not talk about that tonight. When they come here, they will know that they are in a different place. And the way they have done their business will change. Because this is a different land. This is the time of Africa. And you know something? Hallelujah. Many of them will not go back to Europe again. They will stay here. Clap for Jesus. Hallelujah. Something the Lord told me. I'll give you a secret today. Where did you come from?
Bethlehem.
Where? The Lord has given me a task. I'm giving you a hint. Brother Enoch has been given a job by God that in the next 10 to 15 years, amen, 5, 10 to 15 years, Hallelujah. She was fair many. Ekome. Noni ba ni ni bra bra. Can it be a fair ba ho? Jesus Christ, the twain shall become what? One. The wall of partition is what? Broken. And I have a duty to make that real before Jesus comes. Lord, within 5 to 10 years, you will see the collaboration between white and black will be, we are not going to be like agri on the keyboard, but something it will be blended. Agbene, there will be unity. Ni akwaya ke moko many, black, logo many, white. She may fair many, bemandesai, ye Christo. This is the work I have to do before I die. And it will happen. It will happen. and it has happened. There's a mission. No, which you get. No, bemene ko bemene ba ne. Ame ya negbedon. Ame ya me mangdon. Mankoyeni ajole. Ni nakama ajole meni. Ghana. Clap for Jesus for me. Negbemene yenuni aji. Ika clap for Jesus. Hallelujah. Ajole Ghana man. Ene meke wa fio bemeke bene wa chon ake enuko ene enuko dan si nyongwa pele nyongwa ewe saka saka jia malilo ake agbozo chon ake leji asafu eni o gana meni onupa fefe oh enuko eko dan dan enu aka meko ake mepe chon ake mepe jima onife meni nyongwa ke mi yuo lo agbene inge mita ma chon ake meji onupa. Oh, Lord, I need to come back to you. Praise the Lord. Look at your mother, you look at your mother. Me do by your hand. Praise the Lord. No, I have money. Ni work here now. They want to what? About cover us up. Ni allo meke we face some way be. Meke we na boni kasa to be ke watch it be. Ke ejwa ke wamba be no afe meni. But woke up about Tajemani, about Tashi, but many won't blow. Kagago about like a war here by Shishi, like a warner. Ah, Sapo, who ha? New question, war, what he by pay, what many? We have pity on ourselves. No, what young one, your more don't, no, what find a beer? A bammy cocoa. It will never happen. It will never happen. Praise the Lord. Me any more me na me aba mo kwa kwa baba bo me na ga aba mo e da ke be me aba be ni ahele osi ni je cheri e anu gbomo nyong gbagbe ni nyong ke bi di che ba vie ni ba ga ke hello yo ehi ya na ba ti share clap for Jesus Christ. Coming me me. It is the Lord's wish that we continue to believe in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And to continue the mission. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The word the Lord were to us at last Monday's elders in council meeting. I was trying to remember it. I called Sister Clara. She reminded me a few. But the first is that within 5 years' time, from this year, in 5 years' time, there will be changes in Africa. Great changes shall take place in Accra. And the people of Africa and the world shall know that God, what, works in the affairs of men. And they will now come to acknowledge that, Nyame, God has been with us. Praise the Lord. And the people of Africa will confirm God's hand upon us. Amen. And there will be no more doubts about the work of God in our affairs. As the scripture said in Ezekiel chapter 12, the time of doubt what, will be gone. And he will prove to them that whatever he says shall come to pass. Hallelujah. He told us also that Brother Enoch's time of sacrificing and our time of sacrifice, we have been doing all kinds of things. And it seems as if there is no God. It seems as if we have wasted our time. And it seems there is no reward for all that we have done. He said, according to Luke 6:38, what did he say? Give what? Giving. No, not the chapter. Give what? Give. Give and what? Press down. And press down. And do what? Shaking. And when you shake, what do you do? Press it. And when you shake, what? Shake it and press. And then what will happen? The cup of war will be full, and the cup of war run over. Amen. And when the cup begins to run over, then you will see that your giving has not been what? In vain. For men shall now what? Give. Ni yomo ke boni eto nyanyeminu agbozo na eto Jesus ni wahe kwa trashi ni oke It will touch the hymns of that people. You get or suffer come here. Ni amehu amen na nyongo. Ametadi eba family. Eba sa metaya he. Me pi eba na boni nyongo jamo yo. Na ba ku amese ye. Echa ke dibi ye ke nyongo jamo ni shikasa ke dibi ye. Na ba na ba nyen aba ja nyongo. Na ba chu nyongo ni chimo jogba. Ni ke eba ta me koko me. Shodo ne mi ye ke even people, businessmen, people who are not but Christians who are worshiping God now is for money, for success and those things. They will begin to understand what is the service of God. Hallelujah. When people are going to give money for God's work, it's not that the money should be what? Multiplied or something. But that they are sacrificing. Amen. And you sacrifice. Last 2 weeks ago, we were talking about it. You sacrifice. You give your time, you give your energy, you give your resources, and it seems you are getting nothing in return. And indeed, it's like a burnt sacrifice. But the Lord, you are giving and giving and giving, and you seem as if you are full. And as for you, all the time you are giving, but there's a time that the cup will be full. Amen. So ministers will rise who now worship God in spirit and word, in truth, and will serve God in a sacrificial way. They will see the way that we have done it, and they will follow the way. Hallelujah. Then there are Christians who are not ministers. They too will now see the proper way to do what? Worship God. And the church shall change. It will touch the hems of people's what? Garments. If it is nuhokoni, jokoni ehu, ni mofemo chomi, si, ame tade ame, garment said ame wo, nani, nyomo nichimo atade enakwa ame, eba trame. Ni me kubehuni je, osofu eji ame. Si un abana, na mehu abana ke, neke afi omeni. There will be changes. Praise the Lord. And all this because of what we did in Africa, for Ghana and Africa. Amen. I want to thank God that the outflow will touch the hems of many garments and flow further afield, implying many ministers and many saints of Africa and the church will join the band of the Africa Redemption Mission and the proper worship and service of God. Beloved, we have reached a threshold of what I may call, or I may describe as, the threshold of glory. Where have we reached now? The threshold of what? What shall be ni many beche anunyambe? What shall be ni nyumba baje anunyam ehe anunyam dabana bani nyumba ngon nyumba nichimo ngon nyumba diye anunyam bani ngon. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord! Today, Ghana is AU, eh? Chairman, isn't it? President Kufuor has stated, and everybody is saying Ghana has become a star, an example, a sign. And I made the statement last Sunday that the processes, the political, economic, social, and cultural processes of Africa, of Ghana, shall be the model or the sample by which all other African countries will follow. They are going to learn from us. That's why it becomes necessary how Ghana runs the race. Today, the Cocoa people have come. Another group has come. There was another group met by the president. Then Aliu Mahama, the vice president, met the Cocoa group. It continued. Praise the Lord. And many people are coming. I've told you the other day, I think elders in council meeting, one thing that is going to happen in Ghana a lot, shipping. Eh? Many baba in Ghana. Ship. You don't know how to talk shipping. Many shipping. Mele. Bagile, mele. Ene. Many, ne? Tacho, ene, ten. Yenakai. Achele, tacho, ene, ten. Mele, duku. Blema ye aeroplane akaya mele ba damoshi e shona nika me ya brochi e afia mini ata mele mi loko damon shona ni mele ya ba femini Oh, for God, Baba, you know, I told him many, many duku. He said, that they were too many, Kala. She can't get many, many duku. Praise the Lord. And what is mele? Sheep. When there was no aeroplane and you couldn't go to Abuja by train, you went by what? Boat. Ghana is going to be a great shipping nation. Praise the Lord. At Elders in Council meeting, the scriptures came. But I knew it some time ago. Burkina Faso, you know, a thermal boat, Takrade, we may have other shipping Adan or somewhere. We are going to have smaller. There will be shipping companies all over the place. Or Mali, Burkina, they will all big. As the countries are growing in economically, they need to ship things somewhere. Overseas, and Ghana shall be the place. Ghana shall be what? The place. Nishimo lele by a bell. Nye gama biye, nye mi anye hiye, na ya school. Na, mene mi kane age, nye mi kane, gawulo moko, ete, Ghana Institute of all, journalism, nebi ande ya da diploma, ege ya university, neke e ya school, e hiye na ne flow, ne wo choka choka, person person ni biye, be ya, praise the Lord. Mene le mwe ke ba school. Person person cheke ya school. Nibodi bo be pese bo go ya school. Praise the Lord. No nyi ha gama nyi kya nyi be she. Amen. Nyi be meni she. No nyi mi anye hie nyi kwa te che me ken zima che me. Nyi mi anye hie ka dan che me. Be she abaya wo. Aba chuni mele mele duku baba fan. Praise the Lord. I'm talking about employment or for employment. Ghana shall prosper. Ghana shall what? Prosper. And Ghana has already prospered. Praise the Lord. That is why you and I have to take this God serious. And this is what we were working for. Today, President Kufuor is running. If you and I have not stood on our knees here, it will never have happened. Wole wakala to seno. Nyenunu ni yo. Wole ko femini. Wakala to seno. JNPP kala to seno. Nyungwa ni wole to the seno. Ni ma boni ma he ni ma sheo. Chunem ni aje. Na fe ma boni yo. Ka ote, kote, kote. Ano kwale ni. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Mene ameka amefe Africa Day waje shie che. Veni pako amehiyo shio ake afe redemption no miye wakbe no omu. Pako na mea helio shi ake aso mwa atu ni omu. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Minu ya nimu mumra mwe ni mwe na mwa sunzu mwe na mwenteke amana iyi nyame haye. Na dena mungu ya mungu toto basa. Na nyame a moni na titi abe na sese abo nyinyira dadada sa. Ma se won a oni edida so, won mu ni nyame, ye hu fa kwa ye ko, ya ye basa, ya ye gbede, gaman ka gbede. Me ni ebute ye. Me ni are you Galatians now? Ye je shi gamu gogo agba nye ka hello mi ya. Kaka aba so mo aba so mo. Kaka aba afi ni afi. Ni o ni o many years to have ocean and bagabake and memo I have that titemo turn backbone and wo mana many titemo ke wo ba fe many e ba je hin gbei ni pa. Praise the Lord. Ni ha ni mi awo here and God has taught us. We have passed through many things. Today we are saying the Lord is what? My shepherd, I shall not want. But this didn't come cheap. The Lord was telling me, David did not say the Lord is my shepherd cheaply. He had passed through certain things. Reverend Craig was telling us that if Job had not gone through it, there would be no what? Testimony. If David had not gone through all this, he would not say the Lord is what? my shepherd, I shall not want. Are you following me? What so many people are me? I jewo, I chawo te, I yiwa kweji, I fiti wakbay, I feno feno, shike wakbale wase. Nishimo na ka hanwa, wahiye kaye, nwa mom ni chwe, nwa chwe nwa kbena. Beni wa kbena, pako kbeme hele shi. Aka somo akbeme, nishimo ame chwe. Akbene, ni esake nyomo, ba uwe hiye nyame, ake nyeka hana na ame. Ye na kaye. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm a try at home. I can go back now, go back bede, no poor say. No care what you know, but I care, brother, you know, I care to have a tea, a bad one. Oh, brother, you know, go. I take America. Near enemy, near point, bed chemo. Nakao, I was a deep on if name and enemy fever. Not that I can't know, I was a neck by you. Oh, I can't go. Aka o ni nipa boko ka o nu mo egbo bi ati na chu ni no le gs osofo ko won ya mete ege ni se ni last year nue mo ni yewi o e ba nso mo ni ke ba wi ke yin ta le ma han yin address ni tware. Praise the Lord. Ameka e fe meni igbo aka meni bi ati na ngbede si igbo nchu ni e don. Ne kame, le mu e pata e ne kama ke, hey, bomo, hey, last year babie, ne babie kaje beni e ba, somo e chaki, ne chabi e kai somo e chaki, yue moni ba yue e ha agbene e chabo e boni noya, ne e chabi ne damishi, ma chabi la kame ni, bo, loji na me tawa akwa baba feme ni, e bo, na kano he don. Praise the Lord. Minyanemu. Nika otach name. Na go ba so boni atune ke ni chimo ne. Ni e gbohe na ni e tobu e. Na ga hela ko mo bo. Se wo sa dan mu. Nyamia, nyama, kese, and nyamia fasa, sorry, yaye. And ya, sorry, sa, society, yaye. Na, not to say, bray, unwajo. Na, a sorry, poom, pese, umba. Ye kase, ye bibia, unyen. Tese, yare bia kao. Asamatu. Praise the Lord. Ola, minya, udia, and I wouldn't name me kan. But, tie, udia, tie. She nipa ma, sorry. Tuesday teaching service, yema. What's a revival service, yema? And then communion service, baby, waho, I want you there. Only ha. Only. Is that a place where you should run away? Amen. This is the time. And the Lord gave me word for you tonight. I'm going to share. But the word, before I share the word, I want to share something with you 2 weeks ago. And those of you who didn't come, for your sake, I'm repeating it with apologies to Reverend Anka. And I'm not repeating it, but when you go home, read 1 Samuel chapter what? Chapter 3, the first 3 verses. Let me give you a summary. The Lord was saying that the church in the world, and particularly the church in Ghana, has reached a place where the Holy Spirit is almost of the church. The Holy Spirit is church. The fathers who have left, Eli, they are old and they are getting old and sick. But what are the young men to take over their ministry? What are the children of who? Eli. And I told them 2 weeks ago, there are two groups of people. There are people who have been to this ministry. And they have big, big, big ministries and all over the place. But which of them has followed Brother Enoch and they are following the ministry that God has given us in this ministry? Which of them? There's none of them. There's no minister in Ghana or outside who has taken over and is supporting and is walking the way God has called us to walk. They have all been interested in the sacrifices and the offering and the, the sinews of office, let me put it madly this way. What they can benefit from the people, they gather, they will take advantage of the people. The congregation is wide, is great, and they have the money they will get and build their houses, and they benefit from the people. They chop the people, they take their money, they take the offering, the everything, the people, and they are taking all the pastors, like the children of Eli, are stealing the church. And the faith, the Holy Spirit is not working in the church, and the lamp is getting dim. And yet, this is the church that has done wonderful. Praise the Lord. Reverend Uzafri was saying that, are there people in GES who will continue the way? Drama studio experience. There are people in GES today. Those have gone, yes. Eli had two children. The first one is the old churches that have gone, the brothers. I was thinking about it. Sometime ago, people said, God has taken my ministry and handed it over to whom? Abakon, within a short of time, Abakon what? Died. Aluta came. They said all kinds of things. Mr. Bwache went and said that my name is what? My scripture, personal scripture, Ephesians 2:20. And I build upon the foundation of the apostles, Jesus Christ himself being what? The chief cornerstone. He has used that as an apostolic faith ministry and used that scripture. It means God has taken my ministry and given it to Abaje. Wait, Abaje is dead. Has God given the ministry of Jesus to him? No. None of them has been able to take over the ministry. Jesus, you two are here. Where are you? If Brother Enoch should die or today, who is going to take over the ministry? Where are you? 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 There's nobody. And I was telling them 2 weeks ago, for this reason, even though I am 70 plus, and this is the time for me to do what? To sleep with my father. This is the time that God said, the church has derailed. Go and bring my church back. Now that I should be resting, I am working. It is now. Brethren, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? The other day I had to go to Kumasi and do some work. The Lord told me, my son, you are tired. You need rest. So I had to postpone the Kumasi program because I need rest. Right now, if I sit behind my desk, you see that sometimes I'm writing a thing, I sit to sleep. I have to leave my desk and go and sleep just to get some rest and come back. Because the work must be done. There's nobody to do it. There's nobody. There's nobody. There's nobody. I say there's nobody. Many of you have been with me for 20 years, 30 years. Where are you? Where are you? Eli children, where are you? Your elders have gone. And today they want to have churches to swamp us down so that people should not know us. Instead of, I knew when, for example, Tapate, with due respect to you, I shouldn't mention names. But I know this gentleman across the street, across the wall. I know how I was ministering in Kumasi and he was shouting. I know it. I know how he has walked through this room. I know it. How we took him to Legon Gardens for deliverance. I know it. I know it. But which of them is faithful to the calling of Jesus? And which of them is prepared to support this ministry, that this ministry should go on? None of them. Muama Kansu, Mumwa. I'm begging for a bread. Then you'll be. Reverend, what is his name? John Osafie said, where is somebody to continue the work? He asked the question last Sunday. And I gave you 2 weeks that today you give an answer. And the Lord said, since you are not working, now we go to hire people to come and pay them to do the work. Because the people of today only know pay. If you don't pay them, they don't do work. That's the spirit ruling the country, the church now. You can't get anybody to do a serious work. You can't trust anybody. You can't trust. It's a mystery. It's a mystery. But the work must be done. And people must be expected to do it. And God is looking for people to do it. So we have to go to look. Jesus is going to advertise for evangelists. Sad. But we have to do it. If this work must be done. And I told them 2 weeks ago, the silver is mine, the gold is mine, says the Lord. Money to do this work, we shall get it. As for me, I know I will get it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Come on. Mukoyeni ibata o in account ne ba nwa check ni ka wo ni le mo ni ha itaka nyu mo di chubo saka chu. The work shall be done. Kikes mo ni challenge ya. If you say you will not give work your money or your time to do God's work, God shall raise men. He will raise men to raise the money to give the service. But what are you? No what you ni a ho bere she jobo be. Now that the Lord wants people to stand, you are all dead asleep. With all kinds of complaints, with apologies to Reverend Ankra, the woman you gave me, the serpent. We have all kinds of excuses why we will not do God's work. If you ask you why you are not giving time to do God's work, you give all kinds of excuses. I'm taking an exam. My business is this and this and that. My marriage is this. My children is this. My health is this. All kinds of excuses. Manners, I'm prepared to do God's work. That's how you are. And you have very good reason why you refuse to do God's work. And you are satisfied with yourself. And God will raise men. We shall go to the market and find people to do it. He said, go to the byways and bring them in and serve God. Because the work shall be done. And the work will be done. But what about you? I've decided I'll give you up to the end of June. Think about it. But we are going to do advertisement and look for people to do God's work. I was looking at John just now. John Pastor. We sent him to Bible school. Now we are waiting to see how his training in Bible school will be profitable to the ministry. What are his proposals? You have learned further. He has gone. God is looking for you. Not at Bozo. Somebody came to my house the other day. He said, the Lord told me that they are looking for you in Asia. They are looking for you where? And yet you are not ready to start. And I said, I'm ready. Very soon we shall go. But do you think if I go, this ministry should collapse? You say no, but what are you doing? Where is the proof that it should be no? Who shall do it? If the work is well, we are in Medina. You can't even go and win souls. You say no, we are spending money every weekend. We have no justification for this. Have we been foolish? In going there, you may point that, oh, brother, give brother a care wire. That's how you will say, brother, I'm not touching that face or more. Brother, can I have that face or more? Medina. No, tell him, you know, go on. I Adam of Behe, not blow. Finish. How do we get souls? If you are sitting there, you come to church late. Don't go and witness. At this time, when I should be resting, report. All I need is to go and preach. Because everything has been finished. All you know, brother, we are finished. Come. Like I was telling Brother Victor the other day in my garden. Brother Victor, let me walk nicely for to see. I'm going to walk like this. Because everything connected with the program is finished. All I need is to go and stand and preach. Now. It's not so yet. Up to today. Everything, if I forgot about it, period, asan, and ye, a day. Are they? Are they? Why should we allow that to happen? You can't get volunteers even to the office to come and work. They will not work. Everybody who wants to work must be paid some money. On top. They will not work too. What is this?
Everything we do, there's problem.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
But that is not excuse. That is not excuse.
Brethren, I'm deviating from my topic, but I know.
I can't, GS, I call you, I'm a son, no many, wabachu. All we need is to decide that we do the work and God will give us a weapon to overcome. We are given the source according to the vision. And the Lord we shall overcome. We have the victory. We have the sword. We have the victory. Praise the Lord. Why do we have to look as if we can't fight? Amen. 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 If you are not steady in the spirit that there's work to be done, that you go out and do it, you are asleep.
I don't know whether you are dead. The Lord will have you. Remember that you have a great work. And we have been told that Job suffered. It's because he's righteous. He's faithful. He never swore. So Satan did everything. You, they have done everything. They don't. Today, you see what they have done. Even where we park our cars, they said they have hired a place. We have nowhere to park our cars. They said they are going to give us the front here. By the time we come, they have already covered the place. I was asking them, where is the space for us? I was buying the car. They have paid there. Why are we parking our car? I said, the church is one. I've come. You said you were going to give us a space in front. There's no space there. No. He said, but by the time we came, people have already parked their car. I said, you didn't make arrangements for that. And I told them, the church is one. But are we also aware? Praise the Lord. Did we make arrangement that we should come here and make sure there's what? Space reserved for it, because that's our right. If we are not here to make sure that there's space there, they will cover the place, isn't it? So we also don't know what is our right. We are not prepared. There's nobody here to come and say that, arrange with them that this place should be what? Reserved. We are going to have a church. So this place, there's no such arrangement. We have nobody there. Because we are not also alert to our responsibilities. That is the problem. Because once the matter came there, we should also make what? Eternal arrangement to make sure that there's a place for our people to come. Who has come here and said that even all the cars, is there a place for Brother Enoch to what? To park his car? You are members of that. We have a whole leader like Agbozo here. And there's no place for him to come and park his car. I have to come here and start looking around to find, where are you? Is it proper for me to come around looking for where to park my car? What are you? Where are you? I said, where are you? We must also know what is our responsibilities and what are our rights. But there's nobody who is interested. I want you to see yourselves and myself. Shall we stand up and pray? Swear to us is you have answered me. Amen. You have done what? Yes. I said, let me see this opportunity to thank you all who have labored within and with the society over the years. Faith, trust, and obedience, courage, determination, and spirit of humility, holiness, and faithfulness has brought us here. And this same spirit will take us further afield, very, very far, in fact, if we continue to the end. Amen. It is sad in this respect, what I've already said, what your love, our commitment, our dedication and faithfulness have been set aside and people have vacated their positions and their places. But the Lord would like me to remind you of the time Jesus Christ, when he was going to Golgotha, in the Garden of Gethsemane, the disciples left him. He took three of them to pray with him. The Bible says they were asleep. He said, "Won't you get up and wake me? Pray with me." No, they were asleep. They were asleep. When it was time to go to Golgotha, they scattered. Peter denied him. They all ran away. John the Beloved was standing there and with the women. The women were there, but what can they do? The men had left. There was no man. And that is what we have become now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When you are looking for somebody to do things in GS now, you have to look for women. There are no men. There are no men. You are looking for disciples that will stand with you in time of crisis to pray. There's nobody. They are asleep. We are asleep. But Jesus was determined. Amen. And he went to the cross. Brethren, people have forsaken us. They have called us names. We have faced opposition. We have faced ridicule. They have said all manner of things about us. But we are determined and we have reached the goal. Today, look at Ghana. Today, look at the church. All the churches. Somebody, Professor Tukukan was asking me, another was commenting. The president, what is it? The Ghana Presbyterian Choir. The people are good, oh. No, they couldn't imagine then that they would be singing some of what? Pentecostal hymns and Tradini Alale. Praises. That is what it is. But when, how did they come there? It is because, well, no one ministry name, no, Achon, Nesha Germany. BNA, no, GS, music festivals, can name a fair, can gospel, name a BNA, no, Nesha Germany. Praise the Lord. BNA, yes, I was telling Professor, remember, I had to see Mr. Amu. You remember, from Amu Nebo, Sakakwe. We are seeing Konimo. In order that Ghana African music, and it be a thing, ni I will feel like a feminine. A genuine boy. Mene, ticket. Anything, it's a genius. It's your vision. I'm see me a years because of this. Meaning, now John Gashome. Okay, now me. Alfred, what is it? No, I mean. Okay, Isaac, what? As well as Isaac, I'm a dear baby. I'm a dead fuck a happy. I'm a jumoji within 1 year, but that book, minister fit it. When they were here, see, a year, one, she fimo. Can you go? You more neck, how are done? You name me a Jew, one walk, but a coin, a bang, your pataway. Praise the Lord. Ghana story, and now you on a ye bayem. Cock, I will wear ye bayem. Cock, when they hear me, the names of the people who have to build what? The walls are written in the book. My fame, when they call Ghana redemption story, ye obeyem. But your name is there. And generations upon generations shall find your name. Praise the Lord. If you take the book, you can tell your grandchildren that I was there. I was there. I was there. I know that man. I was there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody was telling me. The Lord told me. He said, if you read the book and you read the Africa Day worship services, somebody was telling me, the Lord reminded you, Agbozo, you are not God. Praise the Lord. Okay, Agbozo, what? Nanu liake nyungo mumu oniba febeni. Nile nyungo ni mani fi omeni. Echu oni. Luobon ka achon he meni. Nyungo. Si echon, lani nyungo ba uye naka echon meni. Nglenoni akaboya gmai. It's like about you need like when I'm if you're like when I'm jibo when I'm jibo jibo modern dio canabue the money na money defeating. Praise the Lord. But God is saying you are not God. That's what the Lord was saying in the prophecy tonight, that you have not claimed that you are what, the head of the church or the leader of the church. I am the leader. Praise the Lord. You see how the Lord was speaking on it. This is the context. But the fact is that we have labored. Everybody say with me, what? The fact is that what? We have labored. Yes, we have labored. We have labored. And the Lord told me that when we are saying this year, the Lord is my shepherd, or surely goodness and mercy, what? All the days of what? It is because what? Something has happened. Amen. Amen. And God has been faithful to us. Hallelujah. God has been what? Faithful. God has been. And so the word the Lord has given me today is, you have answered me. Amen. And we are basing it on Psalm 22. I'll make it fast. Psalm 22. And verse 21b. If you have the old King James version, it says what? For thou hast heard me from the horns of what? The unicorn. Somebody read. Psalm 22, verse 21b. All of us, go. Psalm 21. Hey, 22. Psalm 22, verse 21b. Okay, read the whole of Psalm 22. Psalm 22, verse 21. Go. Save me. Please, go, read. Some people are asleep. All of us, let's read. Go. And from the horns of the wild oxen, you have what? For thou hast what? Heard me from the horns of what? The unicorns. In the New King James Version, it says what? Save me from the lion's mouth and from the horns of the wild oxen. You have answered me. Praise the Lord. The declaration precedes Psalm 23, which is our scripture for the year. Before David came to the point of expressing his confidence, his trust, and his hope in God, these are the words Reverend Ankara was talking about today. I was listening freely and beautifully. He as explained in Psalm 23. He went through much a travail, such as the story of Jesus Christ. The state of Psalm 22 begins with what? Verses 1 to 3. Psalm 22, go. Why have? Yes. 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 And in the ninth season, and three, and throne in the praise of Israel. You see, brother Victor told me that the Lord was telling him that, my God, why has thou forsaken me? It's not Jesus Christ, but he was crying for what? Mankind. It was a cry on mankind. But the point is here, when you are working for God, and you are working and with this determination, many enemies rise against you. Things happen to you, like we are told about Job. Many things. And it will look as if God has what? Forsaken you. So you come to a state where it looks as if God has forsaken you. Because what you are saying, they don't agree. Praise the Lord. So you will look as if you have been what? Forsaken. Call for back again. Maybe tell me again. Maybe you want to put a can again. Tell me again. You make it away. You make it away. I say, maybe you mean one must have made your major. I don't know me, Bressa. Now, Uber Cassat, Cassat, Tetia, Yame, now Cassat, Tetia, Ukra. Now we get Cassat, Tetia, Unionimo, Ada, Mingua. Praise the Lord. So you come to a state as if everybody has forsaken you. But they have not forsaken you. Reverend Ankara was telling you, God was watching whom? Job, to see whether he will what? Express lack of confidence. But God, Job was talking about his integrity. And he said, I will never forsake the Lord. I will not speak. I will not blaspheme against the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Mockery. They will mock at you. They will ridicule you. You suffer pains. You suffer opposition. And the battle will, the purpose of faithful service will continue. Amen. Verses 4, 10 and 11 and verse 9 said, trust and hope in God. He said, in spite of everything that is taking place, what? Trust and what? And hope in God. Trust and hope in God. We went through all kinds of things, but we trusted and our hope was in God. Therefore, there was no shaking in our confidence. We went through it all. Praise the Lord. In all your work, trust and what? And hope in God. Verses 12 to 21. There will be dangers and challenges. Look at verse 12. I'll read 12 and you read 13. All of us. Many bulls have surrounded me. Strong bulls of Bashan have encircled me. 13. They gave, not gap. 13. All of us. 13. Tell me. Nyebe Bible. Please, 13. Hola, I'm in Abuba Femini. About you, hey, nyanya, nyanya. They gape at you. Yeah, I'm a himmaker, I'm a quash, yeah, many. Better came a himmaker, quibble, I'm a mini, Nabu, about you, hey. Ne, I'm a fetamo, just tight, now, my Femini. I'm 14, read 14, go. My horn, what? My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue clings to my jaws. You have brought me to the depths of what? Death. Verse 16, for dogs have surrounded me. The congregation of the wicked has enclosed me. They pierce my hands and my feet. 17. Are my bones. They look and stare at me. 18. They divide my garments among them. For my clothing, what? They cast lots. Ona. Ona challenge is no na. Look about you near. Agbane, akaba machine, naba jebo, naba oba famoy mama. Agbane, oh, would you have any? Afro. Oh, mama, no, where? Atade, anointi, na hambo, a family. Aja. Okay? Jay, you mock a bedon, I can niche more hammer, meneke moon, no, brother, a beho,
GS is no more. Get the water, what you mean, P. Can you take GS?
That's how they look at you.
But you know your GS, but you can call it, but all lose courage.
Hallelujah.
Look, I go back some more, then you say, I go back some more.
There are challenges involved because you have determined to do God's work.
Amen. And you are in areas where nobody will go. Verse.
He shall reign over his people, and he'll be